Welcome to the Jimbo Podcast, where you can find all your favorite Jimbo Show content in one place. Interviews, prank calls, bits, and a whole lot more. And now, here's your host, Jimbo.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you. It's Flashback Friday. On Flashback Friday, we play birthday calls. They were the prank call I did back in the day where I call somebody on their birthday, play a little joke, and here's another classic for you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling about your security bill.
Uh-huh.
When you gonna pay it?
Who is this?
We're gonna have to cut up your home security, ma'am. If you don't pay that, you gotta pay things actually to get them.
Well, look here, I tell you what.
Tell me.
You go ahead and you turn that off, okay?
Listen, ma'am, I don't appreciate you not paying and then cussing at me. What the hell's going on over there?
Don't be calling me this early in the morning.
Jay, there you go again.
The day after my god birthday, I done had a time, and you gonna come calling me about a motherfucking bill. Just wait at least to 8 o'clock, okay?
Let me tell you something. You
I
ain't no good.
At least wait to 8 o'clock, okay?
You ain't no good. You ain't no good. What's the matter with you?
Not a damn thing.
Listen, I want to tell you one thing about your birthday. I want to tell you happy birthday, and it's a birthday call.
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you on Flashback Friday here on the Jimbo Show. Thank you for joining me. Here's another great birthday call, and you'll hear the sound effects in the background. This is a pig delivery. Yes, I'm not joking. Just listen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Miss Williams?
This is her.
Miss Williams, how you doing?
Okay.
This is Mr. Davis with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
I was calling because we had your name in a drawing and you wouldn't want a prize, ma'am, and I'm trying to deliver the prize to you.
Oh, okay. What is it?
I have your phone number, but I don't have your address.
Okay. What kind of prize I got?
I've got a truck circling the area right now. Shut up, pigs! Hold on. You won three prize-winning pigs.
Pigs?
Butterball, Rosetta, and Cesspool. Shut up!
Oh, pigs!
Hold on. These pigs won't stop screaming here.
All
right.
Oh, no, I don't want no pigs.
I got them quiet now, so I've got my driver out there, Robert, is circling the area trying to deliver.
Yeah. How far?
Hold on one sec, ma'am.
Yeah, go ahead. What do I deliver these fat things?
Huh?
Hold on. That's my radio. Deliver it. I'm trying to get the address from the woman right now, okay? All right, ma'am, where you at?
No, I don't need no pigs.
You don't need no pigs?
No, I sure don't.
Ma'am, you won. There's no turning back now.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, so, there's a turning back.
Pig, shut up! They're driving me nuts. I need to get them off my hands here.
Okay, they can get the pig. They can get the pig. They can have the pig, eat the pig, whatever they want to do. I don't need no pigs. You better get in touch with your driver to take the pigs off.
Hold on. Shut
all
up!
Pig, dogs, I don't need all that.
Was it your birthday?
Oh, okay.
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you on Houston Radio Platinum. Another Flashback Friday, another great birthday call for you. This one is all about roaches, so give it a listen.
Hello?
Hello, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi, this is John with City Pest Control. Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
We are out. We had to do a routine check of the complex.
Uh-huh.
We're outside your unit right now. We had to drill a hole in your wall, ma'am. There was an infestation nest of cockroaches.
Uh-huh.
So what we might have to do is tear down this wall temporarily, about half of it. Hold on one sec. You got that over there? You got that? Hold on. We're in your complex right now, in your unit. Is there any way possible that you could come get your stuff?
What am I supposed to do with my stuff?
We're just going to throw it in a box and put it down in the office.
What wall are you taking out?
Well, hold on. Hold on. Don't touch that over there. What do you got over there? Damn it. Hold on.
What you... Oh.
Ma'am?
Hello?
Is there any way I could grab a soda out of your refrigerator?
A soda out of my refrigerator? Who is this?
We got roaches everywhere. I'm sweating like a banshee out here. Oh, damn it. Michelle.
The man said he got roaches everywhere in my house. They're going to tear down the wall. They're breaking up everything. You can hear stuff crashing.
Michelle.
What?
Is today your birthday?
Yeah.
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you. We're going to flash back here on Friday to my birthday calls, and Mr. Shipwash actually called looking for his meal on wheel, and the lady kind of knew it was him, so she got in her you know, her plug-in for Meals on Wheels. So let's give a listen here on Houston Radio Platinum.
Yes.
Miss Rivers.
Yes.
This is Mr. Shipwalsh. I'm trying to find out what's going on with my meal on wheel.
I'm not sure.
Are you the director of the senior services?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Lord, Mother God, it's hot as hell out here. I haven't received any food in the last 4 days.
Well, sir, what is your address?
Oh, Lord, the Shell Rivers Senior Services Director.
Well, sir, what is your address?
I was telling to call the Shell Rivers.
Yes, it's Shell Rivers.
Oh, Lord, Mother God. You have Oscar come usually bring me my meal.
Oscar, what side are you from?
Oh, Lord, what type of meal are you delivering today?
Sir, what is your address so I can find out?
I would prefer the meatloaf.
You want meatloaf?
Mm-hmm.
What is your address?
Oh, Lord, Mother, I'm on the corner of Tartar and Scrod. Oh, Lord, Mother of God, where are you?
Tartar
and Scrod. Where's the Shell Rivers?
Sir, what's your zip code so I can determine what Meals on Wheels site you're in?
Zip code?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Man, it's hot today. What the hell is going on there, Rivers?
Well, sir, what I want to do is find your address
Rivers
so I can
Shell,
determine what site you're with.
Tell me what the senior services are doing today.
What are we doing today? We're trying to deliver meals to seniors.
Oh, Lord, I haven't got a meal in 24 days.
Well, Interfaith Ministries definitely want to take an opportunity to find out what your address is
okay,
so we can go ahead and get your meal delivered to you today.
Rivers, hold on. I'm just so hot. I'm like delirious today.
Give me your name and take your time and spell your name.
My name is Shipwalsh. The address is 281.
281.
Hold on. Let me find the rest of my phone number. Oh, Lord, it's hot.
Sir, do you have an air conditioner in your home?
No, Lord. Can you hook me up with one?
Yeah, that's
bring
we can
me the meal
the
on wheel or the meatloaf package and the air conditioner to go. Shipwalsh, Arthur, Tartar Street, zip code 281-596-9427. You laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing at you. I want to...
It's Rivers, the Shell Director, Senior Services Society. Oh, Lord, where are you?
I'm right here, sir.
Did you celebrate a birthday?
I did, sir. Yeah, Mr. Shipwalsh name has been used quite often.
Yes, it has.
I'm a frequent listener.
Yes, it has. You just played along, weren't you?
If you notice, I wanted to get us some little publicity in the pranks. Well, another thing, too, is that normally when clients are called in to complain, staff are scattering, but today they were all lingering around this morning while I answered the phone. So when employees have a tendency to linger around and hear the boss take a complaint, you know it's a problem.
Well, Cheryl, get your plug in again one more time.
Interfaith Ministries for Greater Houston provides Meals on Wheels to over 3,000 seniors on a daily basis. We serve hot, nutritional, well-balanced meals.
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you. It's Flashback Friday or Flash Birthday Call Friday, where we look back at some of the birthday calls. They were prank calls back in the day, called somebody on their birthday, did a little joke, and wished them happy birthday. So we hope you enjoy this one right now on Flashback Friday.
Hello?
Marsha.
There's no Marsha, but Marcy's not here.
Huh?
Marcy's not here.
Marcy?
Yes.
I need Marsha.
That's not her name. It's Marcia, but she's not here.
Oh, what the hell? Where's she at?
She's not here. Who is this?
She's been parking in my parking spot. Where's she at?
Okay, this is she, and I don't park in your damn parking spot.
Oh, come on now.
Spot number 92.
Look at you. You come out lying out the box.
Okay, well, whatever.
Look at you. This isn't her. This ain't she. Dancing all over the place.
Well, damn it, this is she, and I don't park in your damn parking spot. My parking spot is 92. I ain't got to go through all this.
No. We do have to go through this.
Hello?
Okay. I'm going to try to be civil about this. I'm not going to slam
well,
down my
no
phone.
There's no damn reason for you to be civil because I'm a homeowner, not an apartment renter, and I have an assigned parking spot, and I don't need to park in your spot.
Well,
now what?
Apparently, you've been parking in my spot.
Okay, well, then have my damn car towed. Tow it then. That's what you do, have the car towed.
That's no answer. Why you keep parking in my spot? I need a damn answer.
You
now.
Need a damn answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a damn answer. Have the motherfucking towed.
Okay, listen.
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you on Houston Radio Platinum. It's Flashback Friday. And we play birthday calls on Flashback Friday, which are pretty much prank calls on someone's birthday. Well, sometimes we don't actually get the real person, or do we? This is one of those calls. We called Dwayne, and I think we were talking to Dwayne, but the person on the line said he wasn't Dwayne, and he's kind of upset.
Yeah, I'm supposed to reach Dwayne this morning.
Hello?
Dwayne? Hello?
Hello?
This is Mark here from Christy Love and Associates.
He's not here.
Dwayne's not there?
No.
Who's this?
Who is this?
I said this is Mark from Christy Love and Associates. Where's Dwayne?
Man, you
call my house, man. You don't call here talking crazy.
Oh, hold on. I know it's you. We're talking about the child support. I've been a private firm here trying to figure out what's going on with this child support money.
Man, this ain't no Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Man, this ain't no Dwayne.
I want you to calm down, all right?
No, I want you to calm down. You call it my house.
We're a little bit behind on the child support. We may need to make sure this happens here. That's where I come in. When can we catch up?
Didn't I just tell you this is not Dwayne?
Dwayne, when can you meet me?
This is not Dwayne, dude.
Dwayne, can you come to my office a little bit later?
Man, you're gonna make me hang up on your man.
Let's not use that language, all right?
Didn't I tell you this is not Dwayne?
Is this the Dwayne who celebrated a birthday yesterday?
No, this is not Dwayne. This is Adrian, his cousin, whose birthday is Friday.
Your birthday was Friday?
Look here, dude. I'm going to tell you this one more time.
Uh-oh.
Dwayne is not here.
And this is Adrian or Adria?
Don't worry about who I am. You ain't called here to talk to me.
When was your birthday?
None of your damn business.
Whoa. I'm tired of this, Dwayne. Dwayne?
Man, you're going to piss me off.
Dwayne?
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on Houston Radio Platinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you. It's Flashback Friday or Flash Birthday Call Friday, where we look back at some of the birthday calls. They were prank calls back in the day, called somebody on their birthday, did a little joke, and wished them happy birthday. So we hope you enjoy this one right now on Flashback Friday.
Hello?
This is John down at the liquor warehouse. Malvin said you're going to pay the deposit on the keg for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Can you do that this morning? It's $150.
$150? Oh, shit. I ain't never heard. That's kind of steep for a keg, ain't it?
It's a big keg, sir.
Oh, man.
You probably haven't purchased liquor like this before, huh?
Nah, not for 150.
So, let's get up here, Mr. White. We open now.
Liquor store's open at 7:30.
I am. I'm supposed to have the money on the deposit last night.
150?
Yeah. American dollars, please. That's all I need.
Ain't got 150, man. What about 50?
You ain't no good.
Oh, come on, man.
You ain't no good. Malvin said you're going to bring it down. Don't let me get upset this morning.
Malvin, I don't even talk to that dude.
You ain't no good. You ain't no good.
Yeah, I'm all right, man.
All right, let's get down here right now. Come on, Preston, jump in your hoopty and come on down.
Can we knock it down to 50?
Yeah. I can knock you down to 50.
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on Houston Radio Platinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you. It's Flashback Friday or Flash Birthday Call Friday, where we look back at some of the birthday calls. They were prank calls back in the day, called somebody on their birthday, did a little joke, and wished them happy birthday. So we hope you enjoy this one right now on Flashback Friday.
Hello. Mr. Governor, please.
Yes?
This is Miss McKinley. I woke over at the Thousand Elementary.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to get our refrigerator fixed.
You're trying to get your refrigerator.
Yeah, I've been calling a woman named Valencia. Valencia said that you were supposed to help me fix the refrigerator. And that the food was spoiled this week. And the kids are yelling at me because they have explosive diarrhea. Are you going to come fix this refrigerator today? Valencia's giving me the ride around. We need to fix this. I got parent groups yelling at me. I was the subject of a PTA meeting. I told him I've been calling Valencia. She's been giving me the run around talking about Mr. Goffney this, Mr. Goffney that. I said, to hell with Mr. Goffney. We need to fix this refrigerator today.
And what's wrong with your refrigerator?
The whole heating element out of the food is gone spoiled. Kids are coming in here and they have explosive diarrhea. They're running to the bath. It's the last week of school. It's just sad for the kids to have explosive diarrhea. Holding the anuses and running to the bathroom. When they walk through my line, I can smell they have bad gas. I'm first-hand knowledge of it. I've been calling since February.
Since February?
And Valencia been putting me off. Damn, Valencia. The hell is wrong with her? What the hell is wrong with you? How come you didn't call me back, Mr. Goffney?
Well, I didn't even know you called. This first time. First time.
Oh, yeah. Let's act stupid now. It's the first time you called.
I don't even know who you are, sir. What is your
My name is Miss McKendrick. I'm a ma'am.
You what?
Just because I've been smoking for 12 years, you don't need to insult my sexual gender mark.
Okay, what is...
Where the kids are farting and burping and screaming. They say, God, you're running the bathroom. And I don't know what to do.
All right, let me help you. What is your number?
My number is...
Close. I ain't never had a call like this before. Thank you.
It's the Jimbo Morning Show on Houston Radio Platinum.com.
Hey, it's Jimbo here with you. It's Flashback Friday, or Flash Birthday Call Friday, where we look back at some of the birthday calls. They were prank calls back in the day, called somebody on their birthday, did a little joke, and wished them happy birthday. So we hope you enjoy this one right now on Flashback Friday.
Hello.
Miss.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Miss Joseph regarding your music club account.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a overdraft of $103.57 for the music card account, please. We need to get that paid as soon as possible. Could you please explain yourself why that's late, ma'am?
Well, y'all knew that that was in my name, but my sister used it.
Well, your sister, you know that that's not right.
I hear you, but she told me she paid that.
What's your sister's name? What is her last name?
Franklin?
Uh-huh. And your name is Jefferson?
Uh-huh.
You have another presidential name around there somewhere?
No, that's my married name.
So Franklin is posing as Jefferson?
Yes.
Is Lincoln going to be in there somewhere too? Washington? And I'm sorry, I'm too late to joke around. But
too late is too early.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, ma'am. So $103.57 is what we owe.
No, it's what she owe.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just trying to get this. I'm trying to help you, darling. I'm on your side.
Help me how? You okay?
You can't hear that, can you? I'm sorry, bad chili, ma'am. Oh, my.
You don't need to eat that no more.
This has been the Jimbo Podcast. Tune in again next week for another new show. Okay? Bye.